This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Pretty good little call there.
Yeah.
The local guy there. Yeah. I don't know his name, but.
From WIP.
Okay. Yes. I jotted down you were going to defend Kansas City's defense. I jotted that down. I want to get to that.
Okay.
But first, what do you do when your offensive line is getting smoked like that?
Yeah.
And you've got the best quarterback in the league running for his life. What should Andy Reid have done? What did he not do or try that he could have?
Hindsight being 2020, and the fact that the game was still in doubt. I mean, it didn't get blown out until the end of the half, right? Even when it was 17-0 and the Chiefs had the ball, you're like, hey, if they go down and get a score here, they get the ball at the half. Kansas City's not going to panic here. I think where it got away from them was they never attempted to run the ball. And they knew going in their run game was trash, and it hasn't been very good. But I'm a little shocked that they never made an attempt to run the ball at all. So when you do have a team that is just pinning the ears back and coming full speed up ahead, you would think that you would like to try to slow that down a little bit with the run game. I think if you were to go back and ask Andy Reid at the beginning, I think he would have tried to work in some more play action stuff. I mean, they just went out of the gun the entire time and basically told Philadelphia, we're not going to run the ball. And to be one-dimensional against that team, that's a bit of a death sentence. I think the other thing that they could have done was, I was surprised that eventually they didn't move Tooney back inside and play one of the tackles, because then at least you only would have had one bad position, because what you had was the backup left guard who was just getting annihilated, and then you had your left tackle who was your left guard, who was a really, really good left guard. He might have, believe it or not, he might have played a worse game than the Caliendo or whatever, the guy that's
Mike
left
Caliendo,
guard.
Yeah.
Tooney might have actually played a worse game. So sometimes when you reshuffle your old line, instead of having one bad problem, you end up with two bad problems. And so what they were trying to do was they were trying to help out the right side and just leave the left side alone, and it ended up causing three separate problems. So I think what happened was Kansas City tried to fill, like, when when the dam starts leaking, you were trying to fill the holes with your thumbs and you were filling the wrong holes. So they kept trying to protect the right side of the line, and it wasn't working because just everyone was getting beat. I mean, the only two players that had a good game was the center and the left guard. And the other thing that I think you could have seen Kansas City do, and I think they waited too long, was they had to take some shots downfield. And you saw once the game was out of hand, some of that stuff over the top was there with Xavier Worthy taking some of those shots downfield. But Kansas City has basically thrived all year on the underneath stuff. Problem is that when you only rush four, And you play that they played, I don't get super technical, but the Eagles basically played one coverage the entire game. They played quarters. So each guy takes a fourth of the field, and then you play really tight zone underneath. And there was nowhere to go with the ball. And so Kansas City is not a deep play offense at all. They have lived on the underneath stuff. Think Tom Brady during his runs. But you would see Mahomes go back, and he would go to throw the ball quickly, and you'd see him, like, he wouldn't get rid of the ball because there was nowhere to go. You had to get Philadelphia to move out of that coverage and get them to extend their defense. And once it was over, you saw them throw the ball downfield a little bit. I think they should have tried that a little bit earlier on to try to soften it up. The problem with that is,
You gotta take time.
It takes time.
You gotta let it develop.
And when you're getting your entire left side of your line that is just getting shoved into your lap, and I think that's what you saw again. Edge pressure is one thing, right? You can live with edge pressure because you can step up in the pocket. But when your left tackle is literally getting shoved into your lap, and then the left guard is just getting beat, there is nowhere else to go. And so I thought Philly did a great job. Fun little scheme that I think Fangio did, even though there was no blitzes, they would send the right side of their line, whether that was Sweat, who played out there on the right side a lot, and then Jordan Davis or Carter. It was a lot of times it was Jalen Carter. They would have them rush a wide pass rush on the right side, basically telling Mahomes, you cannot get outside of the pocket going to the right side, right? We are going to rush a wide nine technique and a wide three. We are basically going to create an umbrella out there. And so where's the only place that Mahomes can bail after that? Well, he has to bail to the left side or step up in the pocket. Problem, the left side of the line of scrimmage was a French battlefield line that was just getting blown apart. And I thought that little scheme adjustment was so sneaky good on the part of Philadelphia. And even when Kansas City tried to give help, there were times where they would send a tight end or a back to help on one of the edges. They still got beat. It just was a piss poor execution on the part of Kansas City outside of the right guard and the center. And when that happens, I can sit up here and say, well, you should have tried this, you should have tried that. At the end of the day, if you were getting beat on your one-on-one matchups like that, unless you were to go back at the beginning of the game and just try something completely different, they were not prepared for what was coming from the Philadelphia defense.
Yeah, Fangio is a master.
Yeah.
And he proved that. And he's like Spagnuolo. Spagnuolo's gotten a lot of love for their Super Bowl titles. Vic Fangio, I thought, should have been the damn MVP.
Well, and like Spagnuolo, he tried his hand at head coaching, didn't work for him, went back to DCing, and he's a legend.
But at the same time, he's got thoroughbreds everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, that deep. So his game plan, genius. It's like, okay, well, we think we can rush with just our front four, and then Kansas City doesn't go downfield. They're not going to have time if we rush, if we get there like we think we will. Nope. So therefore, we'll just, we'll, I guess the two picks are a great example of that, where the guy's just sitting right there waiting on the short passing game and make Kansas City adjust to that, and they couldn't. You said, one quick follow-up, you said run the ball, and I think a lot of people were screaming at their TV if you were rooting for the Chiefs, like, dude, you gotta run the ball. Like, you have to. Like, you can't. There's nothing else you can do, really.
Nope.
Because Mahomes is gonna die. He has nowhere to go. He doesn't have time. You have to open this up with the run.
Yeah.
11 carries, 49 yards for the Chiefs.
And most of those were Mahomes scrambles.
Yeah, and so they averaged 4.5 yards per carry, which isn't, I mean, that's not awful, but 11 carries, 49 yards. I want to, because I'm only just now today, having come in and read the text line and talked to you and done the show and everything, seeing the correlation between that game and the Oregon
Ohio State
game in the Rose Bowl. I didn't think of that until I got in here, which is what some of the fun of doing this. And I look back, because first of all, the final score, 40-22.
It's not indicative of what the game was.
Well, okay, but 40-22, Eagles over Chiefs. Ohio State over Oregon, 41-21.
Again, not indicative of how bad that ass kicked.
Yep. Exactly. It's kind of the same game.
The script was almost identical, too. Huge shutout early. You pour on a little bit late.
So the Chiefs ended up running the ball 11 times for 49 yards. Like you say, when you're getting pounded like that on the offensive line, the defensive front is just overwhelming you. You have to run the ball, right?
Have to.
Dan Lanning, so I went and just checked while you were talking there how many times Dan Lanning ran the ball. So Andy Reid ran it 11 times. How many times did Dan Lanning run the ball in that game? Do you remember?
I'm guessing not a bunch.
No, I mean, Jordan James did almost nothing. I would say less than 20.
So 28.
28?
Yes. Okay.
But don't those Gabriel sacks count? I think those Gabriel sacks count as so really 20, but
they got 8 sacks.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, they got 5 on Mahomes.
Those
didn't
don't
they?
Count in the NFL.
In the NFL, they don't.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, maybe it's a little misleading. Yeah. But you know how many yards they had? Oregon minus 23. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the sacks. There's 28 carries minus 23 yards. Yep. For Oregon, 11 carries 49 yards for the Chiefs.
And I get it. Once you get to a certain point, when you're down, you know, same Oregon, you get down 20. It's hard to stay balanced, but this is why.
But you got to try. You have to.
You have to. This, especially early on, I guarantee Andy Reid goes back today and goes, my game plan was crap. When you tell yourself, this is why people are like, oh, why does it matter playing under center? And you hear all the time, right? Marrying the run game to your pass game. Like when you become one dimensional and you have to live in the shotgun and just say, this is what we're going to do. And you're telling the defense, this is what you're going to do. You are setting yourself up to fall into a really bad trap and a really bad pattern when you're physically getting beat. And that was Kansas City. And that was the weird part is that I'm telling you,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This belief that this was out of hand early on, that is not true. The Kansas City defense was playing well enough. It really wasn't until the turnovers.
One of them was a pick six. And what was there was another one where he turned it over on
the 5-yard
line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like
there's two of them right
Kansas
there.
Kansas City's defense was doing enough in that first half to keep them in the game. It's just that the offense put them in such horrendous, by the way, Philadelphia starting field position all game, 43-yard line. And then the turnovers, it just was a killer. You can't have one first down and 23 yards in the half. So I actually feel bad for the Kansas City defense that's getting ripped apart. And I don't think the Kansas City defense should be shouldering the blame. I actually think the Kansas City defense played well enough for them to win or be in this game if the offense held up their end of the bargain. And certainly they did not.
Well, you saw the time of possession indicating that too. Like they could not get their defense off the field.
No. Well, think about
it. They had at least 3 penalties I can remember gave them first downs on third down.
This is what I'm saying. The first touchdown was because of the worst.
Terrible penalty.
I mean, it's just awful.
But so was the A.J. Brown
penalty. So was the A.J. Brown one, so maybe that was a gimme, right? But they got their touchdown off of that, which shouldn't have been.
Because it was third down.
Yes.
So they stopped him. They stopped. They were going to hold him to a field goal.
Yes.
Or maybe even a punt. I don't remember where exactly.
I forget if it was would have been that. But they would have held him to at least an attempt at a field goal, if not a punt. And then they got the interception on Hurts because they heated him up and he went full Jalen Hurts. And then they held and they stiffened to a field goal. And then came the pick six.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's 17-0. And even after that, they still forced Philadelphia then to punt. And so it was like they were hanging in there right until, again, the second touch,
the next pick.
And
that was the killer.
And they got it to him on whatever the 6-yard line or whatever the hell it was.
And they shoved it in.
And then they shoved it in, and then it's 24-0, and the game is over. But that first half was not a bad half of football for the Kansas City defense. It was the worst half of football you could possibly play on offense. In fact, it might be the worst performance for a Mahomes-like character in the first half of a Super Bowl ever.
It's got to be. They had 3 carries for 3 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Mahomes had 2 interceptions, one of them pick 6, and 33 passing yards.
Whew.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
You think you can go back and find a worse half?
And I feel like they probably had the ball for 5 or 6 minutes because they just couldn't stay on the field offensively.
Yeah, they said that they have only punted. I saw somebody on social media pointed out that I think there was only 3 other times that they had punted on their first 3 drives of a game since 2018.
Yeah.
They just never, never happens to them.
No. And Kansas City will be fine. I mean, I think, again, we're now into the Philly's a dynasty and Kansas City's done. There's a blueprint, whatever. Kansas City is going to have to go back because I'm telling you, the last 2 years, there has been signs of this. There has been the makings of a collapse like this. They just always find a way to get out of it. And I don't even know if this collapse is indicative. Like you said, if they played 10 times, you can't tell me that they all go like this. This may have just been one played the best game they've played all year and one played the worst game. But I do think that Kansas City is going to have to go back and take a long, hard look. And they've been very good at retooling and changing over their roster, but there will have to be significant changes that are made this offseason if Kansas City wants to get back. And we're also seeing why teams don't win 3 Super Bowls in a row. It's really freaking hard because eventually the cracks in the armor really bust wide open, or you just happen to play a stinker, or you run into a damn buzzsaw.
I was going to say, yeah, it's the latter there. It's like you just run into a team that freaking played that was the best game the Eagles will ever play.
If you play the best roster in the NFL, and I know this is going to sound crappy, but it's true, and I don't care, you know, people can yell and scream me all they want. The biggest weakness on the Philadelphia team is their quarterback. But what did we say? When their quarterback plays well, it's the best team in football, and it's not really close. And in the last 2 games, the biggest games of his life, he has played lights out. And when that happens, maybe you just have to shrug your shoulders and go, my God, that's the best team in football when he plays like that. Because Hurts was great.
He was great. He was perfect. He's perfect for their system, too.
Yes.
He's not, you know, obviously
he can't carry you,
but he's really good for what they've built.
Yes.
And yes, 95 points in the last 2 games.
Yeah. And only 1 or 2 Jalen Hurts moments.
Pretty nasty. All right.
And by the Jalen Hurts moments, I mean the under pressure. And he tried a couple times. Every time he backs up like 15 yards on those scrambles, you're like, oh my God, here it comes. But it didn't kill him.
All right. More about the Big Easy beatdown next. And then we have StackWatch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.